Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3514, with the Bad Batch coming up in just a few short days, or at least the premiere of season 3, I guess I should say. We're going to consider a couple of major questions that have been lurking since the end of season 2. One of them, the one that we're going to consider today, involves the member of the Bad Batch you know as Tech. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So as we count down to the premiere of Season 3 of The Bad Batch, there are some major outstanding questions that we have, and one of them involves the fate of Tech. So there is a contingent out there that hopes, beyond hope perhaps, that there's a possibility Tech survived the fall that he had at the end of Season 2 when he sacrificed himself to make sure that the rest of the batch and Omega would be able to survive and escape Eriadu. So the question we're considering today is whether it is possible at all that Tech survived. And I think the answer to that is no, sadly and unfortunately. Certainly the members of the Bad Batch all seem to think that Tech must have died, that the fall from that height was too great for anyone to have survived. And yet, when Dr. Royce Hemlock displays Tech's goggles, you realize, oh, they went and found the body, or what remains of the body, not to get too gross about it or anything like that. It does sort of open up the possibility, especially when Darth Maul managed to survive getting cut in half in that crazy fall, to say nothing of the fact that we're already considering what might have happened with Asajj Ventress because she's going to show up in season 3. So yeah, certainly Star Wars has demonstrated to us that not everybody is ever truly gone, and so we have to consider the possibility for Tech in this case. But whereas Darth Maul could have survived because the enormous pit into which he fell might have had some, you know, gentle curve someplace that he could have ended up sliding around into, the same way that Luke kind of slid around the bowels of Cloud City, there doesn't seem to have been any possible situation like that for Tech to have fallen into, so it seems highly unlikely that he would have survived. To say nothing of the fact that Eriadu is populated with some very scary creatures from other Star Wars storytelling that we know. So even in the very slim possibility or instance that Tech could have survived the fall from that rail car, he would have been so terribly injured that any creature roaming around in the forests of Eriadu probably would have quite enjoyed running across him. That all being said, there is one unusual and disconcerting possibility that could lead to a reappearance of Tech in season 3 of The Bad Batch, and that is the possibility that because of the experiments that they are doing at Mount Tantus, that maybe they've recovered some of Tech's genetic material and might try to recreate him as a clone experiment kind of situation. In that case, they wouldn't be able to recreate Tech's memories, so the Tech that they would end up creating in a lab situation would look like Tech and might have the quote-unquote desirable genetic defects, if you will, that made Tech so useful to the Bad Batch and made him a wonderful addition to the clone army, but he definitely wouldn't be the Tech that the rest of the Bad Batch knew and loved. So my answer to the question is no, I don't think that Tech survived. However, I am leaving open the possibility that we will see some version of Tech because of something awful that Dr. Hemlock will do with his genetic material. And that's what I've got for you on this episode. I would love to know what you think about this, though. Do you think Tech survived? Do you think Hemlock will do something weird like that? Do you have other theories about Tech in season 3 of The Bad Batch? I'd love to hear them. There's comments right there for YouTube viewers. There's a Q&A section for every episode of the podcast for Spotify listeners, so drop an answer there. Everybody else, if you're catching it on some other platform, please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And so that'll do it for this episode of the show. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review of the podcast wherever you're catching it. I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know. And you can also help with the production of this podcast for as little as $1 a month to help bring a daily dose of Star Wars joy to people around the world. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/sw7x7 to sign up. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.